Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Tuesday afternoon, June 10th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. Whole Foods being impacted by a cyber attack at its primary distributor. We'll cover that in our next segment. Right now, the job market, it's tough. And many Americans aren't just switching jobs, they're switching careers. Joining us to discuss navigating it all on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert with the Robert Half Company in Chicago. Michelle, thank you for joining us today. And I feel like this is a very good sequel of sorts to a story that was in the New York Times a couple of months ago about people who went into careers in media and the arts and then discovered that by the time they reached their prime earning years, there was no industry left. And as a result, they had to pivot in their 40s and 50s into a different line of work. And that is a job in and of itself.
Yes, it definitely, most definitely is. I think, you know, with the advancement of technology in so many different industries and fields of work, a lot of people are finding themselves having to make shifts or even change. You know, results of COVID had people really thinking about, is the career I chose for myself the right path I want to be on? And so lots of change over the last several years.
Now, the fields that people are leaving from 2022 to 2024, we touched on this with arts and entertainment, hospitality and tourism, childcare, logistics support, personal care, and home health. What is the through line between all of these careers that people are electing to leave to do something else?
Well, I think it's, you know, I think in most of these roles, you find situations where you're working long hours, you know, more so than your typical 40 hours a week or, you know, kind of a Monday through Friday, an oftentimes lower end of the pay scale. So many people looking to, you know, just upscale their living and their ability to make money. Also just opportunities for advancement. A lot of these are entry level with not a ton of growth type roles, and people are certainly always looking for that.
If you want to make the jump and into a different career, it seems like you almost have to do a two-step. It's not just enough to fill out applications. You have to network, maybe you have to go back to school. And in some cases, you may have to learn to live with less. You may have to take a step down on the pay ladder to make that move. So what's some advice you can offer to people to make that switch with a minimum of stress?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely going to come with, you know, a fair share of obstacles, and you've got to kind of map out what those obstacles look like and plow through them. Get connected with as many people as you possibly can. Your you know, networking, organizations, you know, family, friends, and that know about jobs that are open. Connect with a staffing firm that can help you with upskilling, and then start to think about that. As I make this career change, what types of skills do I need in order to land the job that I want? And start researching, you know, the library, boot camps, any of, you know, local community colleges, opportunities where you can upskill and take the current skills you have, but land ultimately the dream job that you want.
Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert with the Robert Half Company in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up, a cyber attack hits Whole Foods' main distributor, causing delays, outages, and empty shelves. We'll talk about that next.
An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
A major cyber attack hit Whole Foods' main distributor, disrupting deliveries and leaving some shelves empty. Joining us with the latest is Jerry Irvine, CIO of Prescient Solutions and member of the U.S. Secret Service Electronic Crimes Task Force in Chicago. Jerry, thank you for joining us today. And what happened to United Natural Foods, which is the main Whole Foods distributor, that caused this disruption?
Well, they've been hacked from their outwardly facing servers. They haven't said exactly what happened. They didn't tell you if it's a ransomware attack or if, you know, some actually data had been breached. They're simply stating that their servers were breached, and as a result, almost all of the devices that are out on the internet have been turned off. So vendors can't get to them, clients can't get to them. They're unable to communicate with anything. Now, they not only do Whole Foods, but they do 30,000 different supermarket chains and supermarkets in the country. And so they're affected quite a bit of end users and clients.
Is this, this seems like more than just a glimpse of the present, Jerry. It's also a glimpse of the future, potentially, with so many points of contact connected to the internet, because if you are a Whole Foods shopper, you know that you can pay with your Amazon app, and it's entirely contact-free, and while that's more convenient, that also leads to more cyber vulnerabilities.
Absolutely, and over 62% of the companies that are out there today who have supply chain organizations have been hacked some way or other as a result of their supply chain. If you remember years ago, Target was hacked by their supply chain of their air conditioning and heating company. They got into them, and as a result, were able to get into Target. This is happening more and more. And generally, it occurs because most of the supply chain companies are small companies and don't have the same type of security. In this situation, they're an $8 billion company with all kinds of security, and yet they were still hacked. The reason that hackers go after these supply chain companies is because they don't just go after a single company. When they hit UNFI, they hit 30,000 companies. So that's the reason that they go after these big guys as well.
Now, this seems like a common story, and maybe this is a reason why cybersecurity is a multi-billion dollar business, is that if anything is connected to the internet, and you've taught me this, Jerry, is that it is vulnerable. But you go into any large company, you're talking about potentially thousands or tens of thousands of connections. And if you are a hacker and you have the ability to rattle tens of thousands of doorknobs, thanks to artificial intelligence, sooner or later, one's going to open.
Absolutely. And again, the weakest point and best point of entry is the end user. So the way they do it is they go after user information. And one of the biggest things is reuse of passwords and weak passwords. Passwords themselves are becoming obsolete. And now, you know, there's different ways to do authentication. So hackers want to go out there. They're going to look for individual user information. They're going to find out who has access rights to organizations. Then they're going to go in and try to steal their passwords.
And what can be done on that end user side to result in a smarter and savvier user? Because even though we all take cybersecurity training, we know that you're not supposed to click on suspicious links or suspicious texts. Someone somewhere does it and then results in that disruption.
Yeah, and we can always say end-user training is important, but implementation of different security products is really the way to do it. So there's, you know, multiple endpoint detection and endpoint security solutions out there that will, you know, eliminate the need for passwords and enable multi-factor authentication that includes some type of PIN that is digitized with the equipment. So when a user goes in and puts in a PIN or some type of identifier, it actually encrypts it at the device and then sends it out. That way it can't be hacked. So different types of training, but more importantly, different types of security solutions, and they're being enabled every day. Microsoft is already saying that passwords are obsolete. Google now is giving the average user the ability to have more secure authentication and eliminate passwords altogether. So those are the next steps in the current environment. What do we have to do to make ourselves more secure?
Jerry Irvine, CIO of Prescient Solutions, member of the U.S. Secret Service Electronic Crimes Task Force in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, a startup company that's focused on helping create content for YouTube.
You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Unicorn, a content studio and talent management firm, has been launched to help creators build YouTube shows and sustainable content businesses. Joining us with the details is Carrie Flynn, media reporter with Axios in New York. Carrie, thank you for joining us today. And more, Carrie, you see these surveys that say, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? And they talk to teenagers. And near the top of the list is social media influencer. And a lot of people who are older look at that list and then groan and suggest they get a real job. But this is a very lucrative line of work if you can make it work for you. And it sounds like Unicorn is there to help you get up and running.
You got it perfectly there. You're right that digital creators have really become a true job, but it's not easy to get there. You might go to TikTok or go to Instagram and start to build up a following. There's really popular format. I'm coming to you from New York. There's a popular format these days where kids will do a man on the street, right? They'll run up to someone and ask them a question. They'll ask to look inside their bedroom. They create this viral content and really make a name for themselves. The difficulty is it's not easy to monetize, and it's really hard to sustain that, right? And to really build a business around that. So enter Unicorn. They're this company from two guys who I've actually known for a while who've been veterans of the digital media space. Their names are Scott Dunn and Chris Guerra. They're famous. Both worked at Doing Things Media, which is a popular internet media brand. Behind you might have seen Recess Therapy, Bob Does Sports. Again, this incredible viral content that is really a sustainable business. What they've done now is create this new company to help creators launch businesses. And they're looking at YouTube because they find it to be where creators can build fandoms and also more easily monetize their work. On YouTube, you're creating shows, not just viral moments.
You know, when I was getting into radio 25 years ago, and this is it's a similar concept. 25 years ago, everybody wanted to be Howard Stern. And the reality was, if you wanted to be Howard Stern, you had to do all the overnight shifts. And maybe you wound up in small towns, and maybe that's where your radio career came to an end. But it seems like a very similar situation here, where if you do well, you can do really well. But if you don't, it could be just much ado about nothing. And it seems like also as this could be a place where media veterans can go to lend some expertise if they're looking for a second act, because traditional advertising-driven media, needless to say, Carrie, you know this too, is under a bit of stress these days.
Definitely. This company is new and they're hiring. And again, the people behind it, two co-founders, are from Doing Things Media. Also, the guy who's leading production is from BuzzFeed, right? Two big names in digital media who are now looking to their new chapter and recruiting some of their friends or peers to help them build that. And again, this new future of creators where it isn't about, you know, BuzzFeed or the big name. It's really the person behind it. One creator that they signed is actually one of my favorite accounts to follow, Maxine the Fluffy Corgi, Mad Max Fluffy Road on Instagram. So again, they're a creator where you might see on Instagram, it's a cute dog in a backpack, but they want to build a show around that and create this larger franchise that fans like me can spend more time with and obsess about.
Carrie Flynn, media reporter, Axios in New York. Thank you for joining us today. Still ahead in Travel Tuesday, skip Europe and discover affordable U.S. destinations with Euro-style charm and culture.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. Markets are higher today. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Ryan Dietrich, Chief Market Strategist with the Carson Group in Omaha, Nebraska. Markets are indeed higher today. The Dow's up about a quarter of a percentage point. The same thing can be said, give or take, for the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. And is this just a sign that investors and traders are keeping an eye on what's happening with those negotiations with China in London?
It's kind of the same story, just slowly going higher. S&P is less than 2% from an all-time high the second we're doing this, kind of following, honestly, the rest of the globe. I mean, I know the talk about China and U.S. and this and that, but just look around the globe. Like, literally, like, almost most countries outside of the U.S., India, and Taiwan, most countries are hitting a two-week high or an all-time high. So when the U.S. eventually gets back to one, I don't think it should be a very big surprise. This is a global bull market.
And what is it that is resulting in this era of good feelings around the world, given all of the, all the experts say there's just a great deal of uncertainty here, there, and everywhere. And it seems like everyone, whether you're in the U.S. or some other point, some other financial market around the world, you're just defaulting towards walking on the sunny side of the street.
The U.S. was supposed to grow maybe 3%. Europe was maybe supposed to be flat, maybe up 1%. And now we're realizing Europe actually is looked maybe 2.5% economic growth, something no one was expecting. So the reality, earnings season was just once again better than expected.
How does the performance of the market that we're seeing this year, especially given, as I mentioned before, the uncertainty that we've been seeing, that everybody has been saying exists, how does this compare to other times historically where it just seems like it's always charging higher regardless of what happens?
We just had one of the best two-month rallies in history, right? Up over 20% in 2 months. This strength that we've just seen, Rob, is historically rare, but it is not bearish. Early part of the year was low, and you made a major low in March or April, and we think we just did it again, and this strength is rare, but it usually is pretty bullish, and we're still optimistic. Second half of this year, U.S. is going to play catch. The rest of the globe has done so well.
Ryan Dietrich, Chief Market Strategist with the Carson Group in Omaha, Nebraska. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up next in Travel Tuesday, having a European experience without leaving the U.S.
A deposit for your future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Travel Tuesday. You can skip the passport and discover Euro-style charm without leaving the U.S. on your next getaway. Joining us to discuss is Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief of SheBuysTravel.com in Chicago. Travel Tuesday sponsored by Preflight Airport Parking. Cindy, thank you for joining us today. And last week, we talked about European travel dupes, that is, cities in Europe that may be nowhere near as crowded or potentially cheaper than some of the big names in European capitals. But this time, you can leave your passport at home unless you need to get on the plane because you don't have a real ID. Or in some cases, you can just drive to a European alternative. And let's start there in good old Holland, Michigan, right across the lake.
Right. That's the one we all know about in Chicago, right? The Tulip Festival every spring. You can go to Holland. It's right near Saugatuck. An easy drive from Chicago. You could probably even do it as a day trip, although I think an overnight is the answer. So you can, I remember going there as a little girl and coming home with a pair of wooden shoes that drove my parents crazy when I clomped around the house in them. I'm sure they were sorry they bought them for me.
Oh, I have taken the kids to the Wooden Shoe Museum and the Wooden Shoe Store. If you do go to Holland, you have to go there and potentially get some wooden shoe souvenirs, or at the very least, get some ornaments for your Christmas tree.
Holland is a don't miss architecture and wooden shoes.
Now, if you have been there, done that, as far as Michigan is concerned, there is a Danish-style village in California that can accomplish the same thing.
Yes. If you want to get on a plane, you can fly to California to the Central Coast and go to Solvang, which is considered, calls itself the Danish capital of the U.S., and it has many of the same things, windmills and wooden shoes and Danish food, but you know it's easy to get to in Holland. So if you're in California, want that taste, head up the coast from LA and you'll get to Solvang. One of my favorite ones is to drive, frankly, to Florida and experience Greek culture along the way. You can stop in Nashville and go to a life-size, full-size replica of the Parthenon right in Nashville, which is kind of amazing to me. And then you can continue on down to Florida, almost to Clearwater, and stop in Tarpon Springs, which is a completely Greek town in Florida. It was settled by Greek sponge divers because they have natural sponges in the water off the coast of Tarpon Springs. And they settled there in the 1900s, and it's a great place for Greek food, Greek architecture, Greek history, and, you know, to learn about the natural sponge business in America.
I have been to the Parthenon in Nashville. It's not too far from downtown. It's just outside of downtown Nashville by Vanderbilt. So it's in a neat part of the community. And also, I believe that Parthenon was also featured in the Robert Altman movie of the same name. So it lives on in cinema history. And yes, you can check out if you've had your fill of Halstead Street and you still want to try out some more Greek and American culture, go down to Florida. But also, if you go to St. Augustine, you know, the oldest city in North America, I believe, you can get a taste of Spain.
Yes, yes. St. Augustine on the beach in northeast Florida is completely very Spanish. Spanish architecture, Spanish food, beautiful Spanish inspired churches. And of course, it's the place to go to find the Fountain of Youth. So that's a big draw for people going to Florida.
And on top of that, I know you know New Orleans clearly is a tourist trap, what with the Superdome and Bourbon Street, but a lot of people have said that New Orleans is the most Caribbean city in America. So even though New Orleans is a uniquely southern city as well, it does have a bit of European flair above and beyond the French Quarter.
Oh, absolutely, especially when you talk to the locals and you hear the beautiful accent, the very Caribbean-inspired language that they speak down there. The music, I find the culture of New Orleans to be really inviting in a Caribbean kind of way. And of course, you know, it's hot and humid there, just like it would be in the Caribbean in the summer. So you get the whole feel of the thing and amazing food, Creole food down there. You just can't beat it anywhere.
Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief, SheBuysTravel.com in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Join us at this time tomorrow for Personal Finance Wednesday. And still to come, more diners say they are unhappy about being dinged by extra fees.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
More customers are questioning rising restaurant surcharges from 5% for containers to 3% for kitchen service, sparking a debate over fairness, transparency, and dining costs. We welcome in Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality in Chicago. Doug, thank you for joining us today. And what was the impetus for this proliferation of fees when it comes to paying your check? Was this the result of the start with COVID-19 and all the disruption there? Or did it start before that?
I would have to say, and by the way, good afternoon, Rob, that it started during COVID. And that was understandable, that obviously we were in a very dire situation and that those individuals that were working were putting themselves at risk. And at the same accord, we felt that it was, and I think justifiably so, to provide a gratuity to those individuals, regardless of what their service was. Now, what's happened is that this has now continued on and even in a greater way into today's environment as well. As you mentioned, tipping 5% on containers, that's wild to me. I'm, the next thing we're going to see is tipping on silverware and plates. It's getting to a point where we are experiencing what I'll say is tip fatigue.
And we've talked about this before because there are more opportunities to tip and more people asking for gratuities today than there were in the before time, before 2020, because the restaurants that have set up the infrastructure to go entirely takeout or delivery, and there were more credit card terminals that asked for tips, even in places where you hadn't tipped before. But this, no pun intended, is the tip of the iceberg as far as some of the fees are concerned. And one fee, ironically, addresses some inequality when it comes to tipping.
Well, I think what happened, is happening is that we're really sort of not looking back to what tipping means. And yes, you're right. What happens is that no matter if it's a person giving you a cup of coffee or that you're at a high-end restaurant, that now a tip is expected. One thing I'm looking at differently a little bit is when I am tipping at, for instance, one of those places that are a little bit less amount of labor that's involved, is what's the hospitality? Is a person just handing it to you? Or are they handing to you with a smile and saying, geez, thanks for coming to our restaurant today. Is there anything else I can get for you? So I think the fact is that we have to sort of look beyond, because I think it's here for good. I still hope that the restaurateurs will look at that 3% that they're putting on for health and benefits. I'm having a real problem with that, and I think we talked about that in the past as well.
Doug Roth, founder and president, Playground Hospitality in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. If you missed any part of today's Noon Business Hour, we'll have the replay podcast available shortly at WBBMNewsRadio.com and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.